thing. I really did ask the man who owned one. Certainly they're toasted. You haven't even heard the first chapter. I'll never forget when I used to sit in front of the radio and listen to the adventures of Little Orphan Annie. Arf goes Sandy. Hour after hour after hour, and at the end of every adventure, Pierre Andre would come in with that beautiful, deep, hair-shaped voice. And fellas and gals, it's time now for a meeting of the Secret Circle. I was the member of an outgroup. I had no secret decoder pin. I lived in a non-Ovaltine drinking neighborhood, the south side of Chicago. Already at the age of 12, a member of an outgroup. But one afternoon, I found out what he meant by a reasonable facsimile of the Ovaltine label. And within 10 days, I had my secret decoder pin. What a wonderful moment in my life. I'd never seen anything quite as beautiful. And that first afternoon, set your pins at B6, kids. 7, 22, 13, 8, 19, 6. 5 minutes after the show, I was in the only room in the house where I could get any kind of privacy. I sat looking at the tile floor as I decoded a secret message. B, E, S, U, R, E, T, O, D, R, I, N, K, O, V, A, L, T, a commercial. And right from Annie's lips, a commercial. And here I was, a phony member, a facsimile member. And I lived in a non-Ovaltine drinking neighborhood. Is it small wonder that I am what I am today? A mere thumbprint on the eyeglass lens of history? A mere soup stain on the vest of time? Be sure to drink Ovaltine. Oh. What hath Pierre Andre wrought?